Time is now 3:31, and we've now got a couple of special guests in the studio because it is time for Bridging the Gap, presented by Orange Partnership. On the first Friday of each month, we'll meet local partners working together to close the communication gap between parents and their children and help all young people in our community live healthy and productive lives. This month, we will be talking with an intern for Orange Partnership, Aiden Viola. Thank you for being here, Aiden.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Thanks to Orange Partnership for actually giving me the opportunity to talk here. I'm a senior at Orange High School, and I think it's just a really good opportunity to come on and go on this show and, you know, give more of a take of like what teenagers around me and even myself early on when I did less research on these things, what like the perspective we can have on these things and some like information that should be commonplace that isn't necessarily.
Lots of that for sure. We're also joined by Bria Wilson, Program Specialist with Orange Partnership. Bria, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I am a Program Specialist at Orange Partnership, so I'm in charge or responsible for our parent outreach and education. I'm also a parent of two teens, so you could say that I have a front row seat to what teens are grappling with today in school.
And one of the things that we wanted to talk about while we're here is we've got an annual event that's coming up, the Great American Smokeout, where it's a platform for individuals, communities, and organizations to come together in the fight against tobacco and nicotine addiction. And we generally think of this as a smoking thing, but the national focus has kind of shifted toward vaping, as that seems to be the higher risk to young people at this point. So what do adolescents, like late elementary, middle school age kids, what do they think is in a vape? Like when you start answering questions for folks, like what are some of the misconceptions out there?
Well, I'm actually doing a project as a part of Orange Partnership to try to like get statistics on this exact question. So I'm not going to say I'm an expert on the subject, but I'm slightly knowledgeable. I'd say that most of like your older teens are going to know at the very least that there is nicotine in a vape or a cart, there would be THC. But I mean, like some people just think there's like, it's just nicotine and water and it's heated by a coil. But what's really almost like not exactly common knowledge at this point is that like the other chemicals you are getting in your lungs upon inhaling this, like chemicals like formaldehyde, are produced by the actual like heating of an element within the coil. And I mean, like everyone knows what formaldehyde is at this point, if you've ever done a dissection. So, and they're also, they don't really know, like everyone can like assume that it's unhealthy, but like, especially in women, like it's a mutagen for ovarian health that causes an increase in breast cancer statistically. It's just like I feel that better education to a certain extent is needed about the actual like things inside like the product itself because it's something so new.
Yeah, and I feel like we like most of my life from childhood through like right now, we've been like slowly drawing out like all the kind of bonkers stuff that are in cigarettes. And it's like it's taken decades and decades for that to come out. Then all of a sudden there's a shift toward vaping and we don't know what's in those products. And that's, you know, we've got people like you doing the work to start to get the word out about what is in there. What is there anything else on kind of on that front that we should talk about? Go ahead, Bria.
I'm glad Aiden covered, you know, the nicotine and chemicals that are inside the vapes. But I also want to cover the outside of the vapes and how they're actually designed to entice kids. Because if you look at kind of the younger kids, upper elementary, middle school, vapes aren't designed to look like they contain nicotine or any other bad chemicals that can harm them. Instead, you know, they're designed in vibrant, eye-catching colors. They look cool. Sometimes they're fashion accessories. They come in an assortment of fruity and dessert flavorings and in the shape of toys and highlighters. There's even a vape out there called Vape Entertainment, with an actual video game on the outside of the device. So we have to be really careful and make sure that when kids see these things, they aren't getting lured in just by the design of the vape itself.
I have to ask the follow-up question here for Aiden. As somebody who's like 46 years old, personally, I hear this and I'm like, this is terrible. But then I also kind of want to check myself a little bit. Like, is this, as somebody who is a teenager who's in it, does this seem problematic for you beyond just optics? Is this something where, like, you can imagine kids being like, no, it seems pretty cool. I'm going to do it because it looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is honestly a very large problem because, I mean, early on when it was like vaping wasn't really a thing, you had like the whole air around cigarettes was like, you know, the Marlboro man. Like if you smoked cigarettes, you were like cool. It was a cool thing. It was a manly thing to smoke. And cigarette companies would target women by making it more of like a feminism thing. You know, you're lighting a freedom torch. You're like fighting back against like a patriarchy, but it's starting to more sway out of that into vaping with young kids. Like she'd mentioned on, it could like bright colors, fashion accessory. And I think vaping is even more of a problem for younger kids because it's like generally speaking, like it's, they're making the experience of actually doing it more enjoyable, you know, like very like new odd flavors, like lemon curd, peach flavors that you just were not getting in a cigarette. That and the higher doses of nicotine, like causing you to like chemically be more addicted to the substance.
Right. It's, I mean, cigarettes are like gross and everybody acknowledges that. But then you've got these vapes that are like, it's just runt flavored. Like it's literally yes. candy flavored. And that's
and the
an
important
obvious
thing
problem.
About vapes is they actually use the nicotine salts and they're designed to hit the bloodstream much more quickly. So you have kids, you know, not even using them on a regular basis, they're at risk of getting addicted because it's such a high concentration of nicotine.
And we kind of know this historically now, too, that these companies, like, you know, as smoking becomes less popular, they need to have a revenue source. So they're trying to figure out different ways to create customers. What do teens need to know to kind of protect themselves against this sort of thing?
So, I mean, I personally think the biggest thing, I mean, is going to be like within like the next 5 years is going to be education about actual side effects. Because, I mean, we can tell you now of like 1,000% it's bad for your health. Everyone knows it's bad for your health. But I think within the next 5 years, there's just going to be a slew of scientific studies bringing in even more data. So, I mean, general education. And I mean, as far as like parents go, I'm not exactly the expert on this subject, but I can statistically kind of tell you what has been working more recently is that you can tell like a young like teenager, like, yes, this is going to be bad for your health. But what really I feel like helped push the point more through is realizing kind of like the corruption behind the companies themselves and that you're just a money-making point to them. Like they're just trying to introduce more products in order to just up revenue.
So couch that anti-vaping message a little bit in a late period capitalism criticism. I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. I do like this idea personally of talking about what parents can do as the parent of a fifth grader. Any other thoughts on there on how these conversations are best had?
I can definitely chime in here. So as a parent and being in this job a year now, I think I kind of did a deep dive in understanding how the drug and substance landscape has changed. So I would recommend that parents keep current on new drug landscapes that are out there like vapes, have conversations with your children at a young age before they happen to see it, hear about it, or before it becomes a problem. Find out what they know and have conversation starters with them. Like, have you felt pressure to vape? Try to get a feel, especially in middle school, social norms are huge. Find out what they know or don't know. You'll be surprised, and they'll let you know if vaping in the bathroom is a big problem. Something I do with my son is to reinforce healthy habits. If I get an opportunity, I often tell him nothing goes in your lungs except air. Anything else is just bad for you. So that's always a good message.
We're just about out of time. Our guests have been Aiden Viola and Bria Wolson. Is there anything else that either of you would like to mention before we wrap up?
I think on the Chapelboro website, we'll be posting some additional resources. If you find that your teen is vaping, we'll have some resources to help you deal with that. Just be, if you discover they're vaping, start with compassion. We don't want scare tactics. We want them to be open to come to us with their problems and know that they're not alone.
We've got Aiden and Bria with the Orange Partnership here. Thank you both so much for making time this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for tuning in to Bridging the Gap, presented by Orange Partnership, a community collaborative working to close the communication gap between parents and their children so all young people can live healthy and productive lives. You can find more information at orangepartnership.org. We've got more news on the Hill coming up.
Hi, I'm Tom Grasty.